The 68th Venice Film Festival gets underway this evening with George Clooney's film, The Ides of March, opening the event. Lydia O'Kane reports.
The flash bulbs are at the ready and the red carpet has been laid for one of the film world's most important festivals. The Venice Film Festival is 68 years old this year, making it the longest-running cinema gathering of its kind. But apart from its glamour and, of course, its setting, what makes Venice important? Marco Müller is artistic director of the Venice Festival. Speaking to the BBC, he says this festival offers the films screened a major launchpad.
Venice being not just, a very major launchpad, but probably the event that puts the films on the right path to a wider recognition. So it does make sense to premiere a film here. And when you choose to premiere a film, it has to be accompanied by the right people, the director and actors who made it.
So what can we expect to see, and what actors and actresses will be gracing the event? Well, George Clooney will be descending on the Lido as both director and actor to kick off the festival in the political drama The Ides of March. He will also be vying for the coveted Golden Lion Award, the top prize at the event. Another of the stars of this film, Paul Giamatti, spoke about the Venice experience.
That's always nice. I like it more than any other.
I'm here in the movie.
The Ides of March.
Other films in competition include Tinker Tailor, Soldier Spy, starring Oscar winner Colin Firth, and a new take on the Emily Bronte classic novel Wuthering Heights. Matthew McConaughey, Matt Damon and Keira Knightley are also expected to put in an appearance on the red carpet. During this feast of movies, there will also be a chance to catch a number of foreign works, such as acclaimed Russian director Alexander Sokurov's film Faust and the Egyptian documentary Tahrir 2011, which explores the revolution and overthrow of the old regime. In all, 66 films will have their world premieres at Venice over the 11-day event, 23 of which will compete for the Golden Lion Prize. I'm Lydia O'Kane.